Hello. Oh. Well, hello. Back for more. And so soon. Or perhaps another interview, is it? What else could you possibly need to know? Darling? Love, are you? Goodness, you're quivering. Let's get you inside, shall we? Oh, it's only me. Look, I don't know what happened or why you've decided to come here late into the evening. I assume something has happened, and well, not to flatter myself, but if you're here, perhaps you've come here because you want comfort or safety, so you'll get that if you come inside. Not going to hurt you. Well, have I hurt you yet? You must have trusted me at least a little to come here. All alone in a vampire's house in the middle of the night. What a scandal. I'm only teasing. Please. Right, well, I don't know how long you are out there. Not exactly too sure how far away your home is, though nothing's exactly quick walking distance from here, so. Are you hungry at all? I've started keeping some, some snacks and things for when people come around. Well, then at least let me get you something to drink. Right, well, I'm going to get you some water. In the meantime, please take off the coat, the shoes. Try and relax, all right? And I'll be right back. Right. Yeah. Haven't managed to do a very good job at relaxing, have you? No, that wasn't telling you off. Goodness. Why did you come here? I mean, I am flattered, but I didn't exactly think I'd be the first port of call if you were in distress. Surely you have more sensible human options. Unless what? Unless you really do like me that much. Or I can give you something that they can't. It's not selfish. I don't mind. You understand for me by now that I quite like. Being able to help. Oh. Well, I was going to say being of service, but I like taking care of other people. In whatever manner that ends up being. I've taken plenty under my wing. There's room for one more. Is that what you're here for? You want to be able to let go. All right then. But you get uncomfortable, you tell me to stop. And I won't pry too hard, but I'd like to know what I'm working with. If you're willing to share. For now, would you like to come upstairs? Poor thing, here. Take my hand. Let me lead you. Feel free to strip off whatever you're comfortable with. You don't mind if I loosen up a little? No. Dear, this is how it's going to work, with you being in the state that you're in. I'm going to lie down. You're going to lay at my side, head on my chest. And you're going to tell me what's wrong. If you want to sleep here tonight, you can. You think you'll have trouble sleeping? If you are hoping for something, just say it. Oh, I see. You really did want help relaxing, then. It's a big ask. Not that it takes a lot of my power, but you need to be really sure. If you want me to, you want to let me into that little head of yours? Help me sleep by. Using my lure on you. You want me to hypnotize you to sleep, essentially, is what you're asking. I won't make you do anything. I understand what you want. So come. Tell me what happened. Head right here. Come on. Let me take you into my arms. You got into an argument. I take it this was with someone important. Important to you. Oh, I see. And you liked them. They said what? What do you mean this isn't the first time? Not by them, but you know, sometimes I find myself rather missing other company, and then I hear things like this, and I think, no, I'm quite all right with not mixing with most of humanity. Anyone who shames you for any part of your body, your face, your mannerisms, they are not worth a second of your time. It doesn't sound like they're going to change. Darling. No, I'm not angry with you. I simply find it discombobulating. Absolutely insane that people exist who would think that of someone like you. Oh, sweet thing. I take it perhaps your relationship history then has not been the healthiest or fullest or something. I'm not sure if I can be everything that you need me to be, but rest assured. What I can do is at least, well, what I hope to do is treat you like you deserve. Because they, from the sounds of it, do not deserve you. If I may be so bold. I'm quite sure in my abilities. I've had many in my arms throughout my life. Many come to me. With a form. Simple comfort. Like this, or with a form. More intimate comfort. I specialize in helping people let go and get out of their headspaces. You know I can do this for you. And I will treat you so much better than any of them. You wouldn't have to worry about feeling insecure and worthless. As though you're not enough, or as though you're not beautiful enough. If you want to change anything about yourself, you discover anything, your look, your identity. None of it matters to me. I'll be here through it all. You want taken care of and I'm here. Why bother with anyone else? I would take such good care of you. You wouldn't have to lift a finger. You wouldn't want for anything. Shall I prove it to you? This is what you came here for, isn't it? For me to make everything else go away. To let me in. And you can have it all. All you have to do is look at me. And I'll let you drift off to sleep. Nothing more, nothing less. Because we haven't discussed anything more. And I would not do anything without your consent. So for now, if you wish it. Look at me. That's it. Right in my eyes. Aren't they beautiful? Unnatural in colour, I know, but I think it quite suits me. When some turn, their eyes stay the same, some go. yellow, red, or black. When a pink. I quite like them. Couldn't you just get lost in them? And focus on me, and my eyes, and my voice. And feel me press inside your head, enveloping you. Feel a warmth creeping in your toes, muscles tensing and then relaxing, tingling, and up your legs, up your calves to your knees. Arm your thighs, letting them relax, your fingers to your wrists, through your arms and elbows to your shoulders, up your torso and your chest and your neck until we're reaching that lovely face of yours. There's no other thoughts in your head. There is nothing to think about. There is only my voice. All that you care about is staying with my voice. Because my voice makes you feel safe and wanted. And you won't do anything at all. And right now, my voice wants you to sleep and rest with no anxieties in your head, only warmth, only peace. No nightmares will come to you tonight. Let your eyes close. You need not keep eye contact with me any longer, for you have my voice. I'm going to count down. When I get to zero, you will be asleep, and I'll be here when you wake up. I'll make you something nice for breakfast. I'm going to count you down from 20. With every number, feel the weight of your body dragging you down into the mattress, dragging you down into my chest. Feel everything in your eyelids are so heavy, you just drift. 20. 90, 80, 70, 60, 15, breathing calmly in and out, not thinking of anything, just obey. 40, 30, 12, 11, 10, halfway there, getting oh so sleepy now, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, knowing you are loved. 1. Zero.